listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network's Roto Experts in the Morning is live here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fantasy Executive is here. Scott the King Angle is here as well. Of course, Matty Modica, CTM Baseball, hanging out with you. Now, inside the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, which is available this Wednesday, you get so much fantastic content, including a piece that I know my man Mike Florio has been working on for a very, very long time, and I'm excited to get into it right now, and that is Best Ball Strategies. You know, we add a lot of cool new stuff to the Exclusive Edge Package year after year, and I think this is brand new, right, Scotty?
This is not brand new, but this is the first time Mike Florio.
It's the first time Florio is writing. Yes. Yeah, because I talked to him about it, and he was really excited to write this because this is not something that's super popular all over the internet. Because there's a million. Listen, we get it. There's a million places you can read your fantasy football advice and research, but we take pride in our Exclusive Edge Package. I know Mike Florio takes quite a bit of pride. And he went very deep, and he asked everybody at this table for their advice when it came to best ball, what they do differently, and he kind of encompassed it all in a fantastic 2,000-word article to truly break it down and explain it to you. So, Corey, I know you're a big MFL 10 guy. You can't play it. Play it in New York this year, as of now. But the MFL 10s, why do you believe they're so popular?
Oh, it's a mock draft. People love the draft. So anytime people get a chance to draft, especially for something that's $10 like that, you get it right to your phone, you know, on your phone, and you know, the slow draft format, it really helps get people in the mood of drafting, helps you learn the draft board and get the player pool in your head and stuff like that. So it's one of the best and easiest ways to go about getting ready for the fantasy football season.
Scotty, you know, I look at best ball, and I'm somebody that, in total truth and in total transparency, I've never played it, right? Like, I've never done the best ball. You guys talk about it all the time. Drafting, you know, you're drafting back in March, you're doing best ball, and Matt, you're in May making best ball leagues. And to me, Scotty, the coolest thing was, like, you're drafting, and you don't have to worry about anything, right? You're drafting, and you move on with your life, basically, which I think is very, very cool.
It is, and, you know, Corey actually starts at, like, I think February 1st, like, you know, the day after the Super Bowl is done, even before we know who the rookies are going. And, but the cool thing about it is, you know, everybody loves the draft. And this gives you an opportunity to have a lot of drafts and not overwhelm yourself with regular season work. So many of us will be like, man, I can't take on too many leagues. I had 18 last year and I'm cutting down to 12. A lot of us that do this, like intense. And, you know, people, fantasy analysts will say that, but you know, then you know you can do 70 best ball drafts and then just manage 10 teams and that's it.
Yeah, the best ball format, I'm a big fan of. The one major difference, I will say, you really can't wait on quarterbacks like you do in a regular, say, 16 or 20 round draft. And I mean, I just saw it in my most recent one. End of the 7th round, I had to take Tyrod Taylor. It was like him, Andy Dalton, Carson Palmer. These are the quarterbacks that are left.
See, I don't. A lot of times, especially MFL 10s, but I didn't do them to win them. I did it as a mock draft, so I kind of ignored the quarterback like I would do with a regular redraft. But I think if you're trying to win them, you got to go Kern, Hot and Hurley, heavy for the quarterbacks. Maybe pull the trigger a little quicker than you would in a normal league.
When we come back, we're going to take a look at Mike Florio's article, and we're going to talk about some of the major differences between best ball format and MFL 10 and, you know, our normal standard 12-team draft, which we'll all be doing come August. So stick around. We'll break down the best ball format and Mike Florio's Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football article when we return here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore. But I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors. So you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today and unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Calling all drivers, want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Perhaps you thought Friday was the end of the work week for the Roto Experts in the Morning, but hell no! We keep the expert train rolling every Saturday and Sunday on the FNTSY Sports Radio Network. Mike Blewett and George Kurtz keep you on top of your game and the actual games from the moment you wake up on the weekend. Assuming you're not hungover, lazy, or both, it's the Roto Experts in the Morning, weekend edition from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on demand at FNTSY.com or available for download on iTunes.
Fantasy friends and frenemies unite. It's the fantasy best friends forever.
Selena Gomez. Go Selena.
You're a big Selena fan.
Are you not?
You like Selena and Justin Bieber. It definitely killed you when they broke up.
It hurt.
I don't know if they're together or not now. They're not. They get back together like every 2 weeks.
They're not.
Oh, all right. Well,
the voice of God ring down on us.
I can tell you my
Bieber
gossip.
It definitely hurt you.
Of course it did.
Fantasy best friends forever. Weekdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Download the FNTSY radio app on iTunes and Google Play.
This is Jayla.
Oh, okay. This sounds like the baseball song.
I feel like we need some low sticks here for Scotty Lowe.
This is Jayla. Yeah. It's called Get on the Floor.
All right, cool. Nice little dance jam from Jennifer Lopez.
So, the best ball format here.
All right.
I want to ask you, Corey. Mike Florio's first big advice here is to take more chance. Let's start with Matt. Right, Matt said you got to go draft more quarterbacks because in the best ball format, for those don't realize, you know, we all sit here. A lot of people don't play best ball. The best ball format is you draft a team and you are done. You don't put people in every week. You don't make pickups. You don't make trades. None of that exists. You draft and then the highest, you know, your highest lineup,
highest scoring guys at every position get the credit.
Yes, highest lineup each week is your score for that week. Of course, highest score at the end of the year.
The best case scenario.
Your highest score at the end of the year wins. And that's it. There's no other rules, no other regulations. That is it. So because of that, Matt has just mentioned quarterbacks go early because, yes, you want to quote all quarterbacks. You know, we wait on quarterback, blah, 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 blah. Problem is if you lose a quarterback, you're losing that guaranteed 20-plus points a week. You can't handle that in a best ball because you can't just go pick up another quarterback. That is why quarterbacks go a bit earlier, correct?
That is correct. And like in this draft champions I'm doing right now, this best ball format, through the first 7 rounds, 5 of the 12 teams had multiple quarterbacks. So, you know, people are going to be aggressive with that. So that is a different approach. And like Greg says, it's basically trying to build the best team you can as well around those parameters and having depth because you are going to need depth, as we know, because you can't pick up guys. There's no pickups. And I actually love the format. I think it's fun. You don't have to worry about, do I play Winston this week? Do I play Kirk Cousins? You know, whoever does better gets the credit for that.
Let me ask you this. I know some people that actually do this. They do nothing but best ball, nothing but draft champion, nothing but draft and go. And come Sunday morning, they play a little DFS and that's it.
I mean, that's...
Could you do that?
I would like to do that.
I can't do that. I need a 12-team redraft. Yeah,
no. But see, like the prime time, I do love it. Like I said, one of the things that's really, over the past couple of seasons, why I've really gotten back into fantasy football in a big way is I found that you can do deep dives with a lot of great stats. That was one of the things that appeals to me with fantasy baseball. So, and, you know, that's something that if you go, you look for it, there are stats out there. There are people putting out great things. So.
Pro Football Focus.
Yeah.
Another guy who does a great job of that, who like even preceded Pro Football Focus, was Casey Joyner over at ESPN, the football scientist. You know, he does a great job.
By the way, Odell Beckham is back. He's reported to the Giants and take a physical, whatever. Continuing the basketball conversation, so Florio then says the next major difference for him when it comes to drafting, Scotty, is that he can take more chances. Like, we've sat around this table a bunch, and we've mentioned the Tyreek Hills of the world, ultimately the DeSean Jacksons of the world, the Ted Ginns, the Martavis Bryants, the Taylor Gabriels, all these guys that score points, but we can never predict when. Best ball allows you to take these guys, perhaps, Scotty, a bit earlier because you don't have to predict when they're going to go off. Because no matter what, technically they will be in your lineup when they do.
Yeah, when you're doing regular seasonal fantasy football, it's about consistency. You try to get the most consistent performers. And guys like Tyreek Hill scare the crap out of you because they can blow up 1 week. And then maybe the next week they get held down, especially when he's going to be asked to play an expanded role this year and be the number one wide receiver. Now, Brandon Cooks, I think in seasonal leagues, I think he's kind of overrated. People look at him going to the defending champions, etc. But you know, everybody plays a certain role in New England, and then what they've missed is the downfield threat. When they still want to move the chains, when Gronk is there, when Edelman is there, that's who they're going to be going to first and foremost. You look at a guy like, if he stays healthy, like C.J. Procise, who can score from anywhere on the field. There's going to be consistency with him, inconsistency with him too. But I think he's going to have some big weeks. So these are the kind of guys that, you know, that more interest me in best ball because, you know, there's not the consistency, but I think the overall points might look good.
I disagree with you on Brandon Cooks, but I do think Scott makes some good points otherwise. Also, other players, everybody knows about the DeSean Jackson, the real big boom tight wide receivers, the guys that every now and then a couple times a season will go for, you know, they'll give you six for 220 and two touchdowns. We get that, you know what I'm saying? But also these PPR running backs that are very inconsistent. When you look at the stats at the end of the year, and you're like, oh my God, he had 50 catches. Well, he had 11 of those in one game. The Duke Johnsons, the Danny Woodheads. Well, Danny Woodhead is a little bit more consistent than that and will be this year. But guys like Duke Johnson, guys like Lance Dunbar, that every now and then, once a season, have these 10, 12 catch games, those are guys that are also good for best ball. Now, Scott, as far as your thing with what Brandon Cooks is, I don't see, like, when you talk about, like, a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, you take Hopkins over Cooks.
Yeah, definitely. Because I feel like they
I don't get that.
Because Brock Osweiler was like, when you look at quarterbacks like Brandon Whedon and Brian Hoyer, they threw the back shoulder fade even better than he did. This guy was fundamentally so poor. All you have to have is even a decent journeyman quarterback, and Hopkins is going to put up the numbers. And back to the point.
But he had that last year, Scott. With
who?
With Brock Osweiler.
Hold on.
Osweiler couldn't even throw a back shoulder fade properly. Cooks. The guy was totally inaccurate.
Okay, but Cooks had almost 1,200 yards with like 78 catches. That was
in New Orleans, though. New Orleans.
Okay, but I still think he's going to. How many catches do you think he's going to get?
New Orleans is different. It's like, I'm not saying I hate Brandon Cooks. What I'm saying is I think consistency is going to be an issue with him because the Patriots tend to be very game plan specific, and I don't think they're ever going to go away from that because that was what has won them championship. There's going to be games where Brandon Cooks is going to blow up, but then there's going to be other games where he's like 3 for 33.
I don't think that happens
four
with Brandon
for 37.
Cooks. I don't see those kind of stat lines with
you know,
Cooks.
You have Gronkowski there. You got Edelman. They're going to run the ball sometimes.
Edelman's going to be hurt. Gronkowski's going to be hurt.
Mm-hmm. Not all season. So you know, they're not going to miss 16 games.
Brandon Cooks will play 16 games.
So ultimately, as I've said with Brandon Cooks in the past, I think his value is the same as it was last year. I think like the the Saints put up 50 points and he had one catch for 30 yards. Or he had no catches. That's going to happen, right? But
exactly.
But I'll give you the numbers: 78 for 11, 73 and 8. That's also going to happen.
I love it for best ball. And then there are other guys like, look at Roethlisberger. We talk about the home road splits. Sure. And then the numbers are so good. Best ball guy.
Sure.
I think Jay Ajayi is going to be more consistent this year. Mm. But if he's not, look at the final numbers. Best ball.
Here's one thing to consider about Ben Roethlisberger, especially in best ball, as Scott just pointed out. If Martavis Bryant continues this path and gets reinstated, and they have Bryant, Bell, and Brown, I think Ben's going to be a hell of a quarterback, whether road or home. Okay. If he could have those three guys there,
just healthy and
in
healthy.
The lineup, yeah. I mean, that's why the best. I was hoping he would come to me, you know. And like I said, in this league, like Corey mentioned, a guy like DeSean Jackson. My 5-6 turn was Danny Woodhead and DeSean Jackson, and in a best ball, I loved it. I love Danny Woodhead in a regular straight PPR league, but in a best ball, Woodhead and Jackson, I'm ecstatic.
Now, some of the other strategic points that Florio brings up here, defenses, right? We always think defenses at the end of the draft.